Well, I have a rocking bod. I get it. I have an incredible, incredible bod. Because I have an OnlyFans body, you know, and I just realized I got to put some light on my face. There we go. Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I really do have an OnlyFans type of body, you know. But I decided, you know, I don't want all the simps to have to give me money. So I'm doing the right thing, and I just do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DoorDash on the side. So it's really cool. So I've been doing DoorDash on the side, and I've been thinking about doing OnlyFans, but but yeah, it's been fun. It's something I've been doing on the side. Delivery driving is great. Just getting used to it's been fun. But DoorDash is incredible. It really is. I'm having a blast with it. Just got done doing it probably no more than an hour ago. I think the last delivery was on. Last delivery was like about like 6:30. So it's been about an hour. I've been chilling out though. Yeah, I was doing it for about, cause I get out of work at like 2:30. I was doing DoorDash for about 4 hours, and, my acceptance rate's at 100%. You know, the more you accept, the better. I also think my DoorDash, maybe this, my DoorDash stuff has come in the mail already, so I'll have to double check my mail. But really exciting though. I enjoy doing the orders because I like taking the orders that are just like fast food related. Those are my favorite. So I try to stay in the areas that are closest to like the fast food restaurants. McDonald's orders are definitely my favorite. I'm not going to say that they're the best, but they pay well, depending on what you get. Now, you have to have a higher acceptance rate, though. So try to accept it. When you first start out on DoorDash, I think the best tip that you can get is to do as many orders as you physically can. I just basically schedule myself for an hour. And then I schedule myself for another hour if I'm filling up to it, or if I want to take a break, I'll take a break. I'll chill out in my car. Another thing I'm going to start doing is keeping my laptop with me. So that way, if I am up next to a place with like Wi-Fi connection, like a library or a bar or something like that, that has a guest connection, I can, you know, do my studying, on my Coursera courses and stuff. Which have been fun, by the way. I recommend Coursera for just about anybody. It's insane. But the more I do, the better. Yeah, so doing DoorDash is really worth it. I've actually made a decent amount of money already. And just with what I've been able to accumulate, it's pretty impressive. Looks like it's fading in now. It's a little blurry. There we go. But I think DoorDash is great for a lot of people if you're looking to make money on the side. It really is a good side income. Is it for everybody? No. I do recommend that you have a car that doesn't use a lot of gas. My Corolla doesn't use a lot of gas. One of the main reasons I chose to do DoorDash was because I recently bought a 2019 Corolla. The payments are not like extravagant. They're not like crazy payments, but I want to make sure that I've got enough money sitting to the side just in case, just to be on the safe side. It's always good to have money on the side. You never know when you need it. But I also have like a really good dividend portfolio. So I kind of think to myself, it's like, do I need it? My portfolio consists way too much of dividend stocks. It's insane. But yeah, I'm a big dividend nut, as you guys have all been aware of. Keep your portfolio diversified, man. That's the best thing I could say. That's pretty much what I do. I'm diversified against, not against. I'm diversified in several different asset classes. I have so many different ETFs, it's insane, but they're all index ETFs for the most part. I'm going off topic. Stick to topic. So while I may have an OnlyFans type of body, you know, my body is made for OnlyFans. I realized that I shouldn't do OnlyFans. Okay, anyway, enough joking. I'm not joking, actually. I got a tight bod. My bod is pretty tight. And, yeah, so overall, I just want to keep doing DoorDash. Actually, I love doing DoorDash orders. I had a blast. Earlier, I was just driving, you know, going down the 45. No, it's just, it's an unreal experience. And I think I'm very fortunate to have a car that works really well for stuff like this. And just being able to do this is kind of just wild to me. It's wild to me, man. I've only used, I haven't used that much gas. It's really not a gas guzzler either. Crazy just how good the gas mileage is. But doing deliveries, you know, I'm getting more high paying deliveries. So the reason that you want to accept as many deliveries as you possibly can is it really helps your acceptance rate. You want to have a high acceptance rate. I think that's really crucial. So if you're scheduled for an hour of DoorDash, stick to it. Whatever comes your way, there may be some that just are not appealing, maybe too low of a cost. I take all the low cost ones though. I take all the $2.50, $3 ones. Usually they're not that, they don't take that long sometimes. There are some that have taken a bit of time. It's a little frustrating. I had a Safeway one. I might have to deny those from now on, or just not be anywhere close to Safeway Deli. So the Safeway Deli down in Coos Bay is not a good place to get, so try to stay away from that area. That's what I'm trying to say. So that way, at least you probably won't get orders from there. If you, I personally, now this is all related to Coos Bay, North Bend. None of you watching probably live in Coos Bay or North Bend. So the thing is, you want to find, you want to stay as close as you can to things that have high traffic, but to I think McDonald's, I'm pretty much in love with McDonald's orders. They're very convenient. I love them. They're great. So I'm going to start probably doing more McDonald's orders, probably just hanging out. Honestly, what's great about McDonald's is that they have free Wi-Fi. So if I'm basically camping out in my car at McDonald's, right, I could use their Wi-Fi. I could do, you know, if I want to take a break, I'll take a 15-minute break in their parking lot. Maybe I'll do a little studying, bring my laptop with me. You know, McDonald's can be my, what do you call it? Can be my home base when I am consistently going from place to place. It's good to have a good spot in McDonald's, man. It's a hot commodity. I love Big Macs. My friends, oh, by the way, Ray, of all people, calls me Big Mac. Well, actually, his dad, so funny story, I'm going to just go off tangent real quick. So the boys used to call me Big Mike, and what happened was Christian and Ray and Anthony's dad, none of you guys know who these guys are. These are my boys. Their dad thought they were calling me Big Mac. He's like, Big Mac. I don't know why I'm, that's a terrible impression of Dave. But, yo, Big Mac, you know, he actually, I think I might have a good Dave impression down, actually. I love the way Dave talks. I could listen to that man speak for hours. But like, hey, Big Mac, you know, like, what are you doing? Why do they call you Big Mac? And it, I don't know. Just it's, I just it killed me. So yeah, the boys now call me instead of Big Mike. I actually like being called Big Mac. It's tasty. I feel like Mark, because Mark McGuire was called Big Mac, and it's an honor, man. A lot of the goats, like my boy Mark McGuire. I don't know. Actually, I'm trying to think of other Big Macs, but he's the original Big Mac. Mark McGuire's the original Big Mac. But yeah, I know. Dude, I love your dad's the man, though. Oh, yeah, good old Dave, man. That man cracks me up, man. Like, listen to that dude speak for hours. But, oh, man. But, yeah, no. I thought about doing OnlyFans. I thought I had a body for OnlyFans. Really, I just got saggy man tits. And that's about it. You're not going to get much from my tits. Yeah, maybe I might be able to produce some milk if I'm lucky. I don't know. I think I got some estrogen pulling through my body. Do I? Yeah. I look like a soy boy, to be honest. But I'm glad to be going live again. I needed to go live. I've been missing the live scene. Trying to do Donald J. Trump. No. But no, I've been missing doing live videos. Honestly, I have such a good time doing these, and I like interacting with the audience. I love seeing like my boy Ray, you know, talk it up with my boy. But also, it's really cool. I found OBS, nerd talk here. So online broadcasting studio, OBS software, is an incredible piece of free software that just continues to grow and grow and grow. It's like an open source project. Tons of variants of this software. And what's great about it is now I can see the control panel for YouTube Live. So when I'm doing a video just like this, I can actually see to my right. And I can see on my right that how many people are viewing, what the chat rate is, and how many concurrent viewers are on here. This is incredible. So it's fun to be able to see the stats on how many people are actually viewing at a time. But one thing I like about live videos is that people can watch them later, which is why I like live. The live ones just kind of resonate with people. But Ray says, bro, your account is almost at 1 million overall views. Congratulations. It's funny. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it. But you know what's really crazy? Is short videos don't count for public watch hours. It's so fucking dumb. It's a little annoying because I want to get more public watch hours, but the majority of my public watch hours come from the views that I get from short videos. But a lot of the subscribers that I've gotten have come from short videos as well. And I got to thank YouTube for implementing the shorts and putting my short videos out there. Because without it, I wouldn't be at 1,528 subscribers as I am now. I needed that. And while YouTube has actually suspended my account twice by accident, they have been a good way for me to advertise the podcast, which is basically this show that you see on YouTube. But you get an ad. But the show, it still will exist. If, like, let's say YouTube banned me completely today, I'm still on Rumble. I'm still on Spotify. I'm still on, am I on any other platforms? I mean, I post some of my shorts to TikTok, but I mean, I think TikTok is totally spyware, so I kind of avoid it. Let's see. But no, Ray, thank you, bud. I appreciate it. I got to check out more of you and Josh's, you're in Josh. I know Josh has been making some sexy content, so I got to look at more of his stuff. But yeah, I've been trying to keep up with the channel, so I was like, you know, I was like, live videos seem to do better when it comes to viewership, and I think pre-made videos don't do half as well. It's unfortunate. I wish they would, but they just don't. So it kind of sucks. hopefully the video quality is good on this. I've been trying to maintain as much quality as possible. I don't know why I'm talking. I'm trying to talk like Jesse Ventura. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah, there we go. Conspiracy theory. I'm trying to, like, get down my Jesse. Anybody who's a wrestling fan knows who I'm talking about. Total beast, by the way. There's lots of aliens in Area 51. The government wants to suck my dick. But I gotta stop laughing at my own stupid jokes and my own stupid impressions. Do you guys want to hear my worst impression? My worst impression, I think Ray will appreciate my bad impression. I think I could do a good Robert Downey Jr. impression, but my girlfriend cringes very hard when I do this. Jarvis, can you please, he kind of acts a little nasally when he talks. Jarvis, can you please make sure that my my conduits are totally scrubbed? And can you also please jerk me off, Jarvis? Jarvis, please. And it's really a bad, it's honestly a bad impression. I love Robert Downey Jr., but his Iron Man voice is, it kills me. It kills me because he kind of, he's kind of like a little bit snobbish, a little bit. You know, Spider-Man, can you please make sure that that my cock is clean? Spider-Man, if you want to keep a suit, please suck my dick. You know, like stuff like that. You know, I think I have a good RDJ impression down, but it's shit. I'll admit it. It's trash. Got that off my chest. I don't know why I need to get that off my chest. This show, my show is too tangential, meaning I go on too many fucking tangents. God damn it. It's a terrible thing. My show is a mixture. It could be good, and then it could be bad, and it kind of redeems itself. Then it goes right down the shitter, because as I do more of the show, I start getting tired. I get delirious. I get sleepy. I start talking more sensually. I start sounding more like Nick Cage. But no, I really do enjoy doing impressions, even though I don't think I'm very, I think I'm okay at them. I would never do it as a living because eventually my impressions will get old. You know, like, trying to do like a Charlie Sheen impression. Let's see, you know, doing 7 Gram Rocks and, you know, I was hanging out with, you know, I think I could do a good Charlie Sheen impression. Hold on. Let me see if I get this down. I was snorting 7 Gram Rocks. That's how I roll. Winning. I have one gear. Go. Epic winning. But, you know, like, just Charlie Sheen's the man. I love doing Charlie Sheen impressions. So it's like, hey, you know, what was it? She, one of the things that one of the interviewers said when Charlie Sheen was going crazy back in the day, she was like, are you bipolar? I'm by winning. You know, like, I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. You know, I win here and I win there by winning. That's like the coolest out of all the statements ever. That is the coolest statement of all time. Just saying. I'm a grifter. I feel like I'm a grifter, but yeah, no, I'm going to try to stay on topic here. I'm going to stay on for about 3 more minutes just because I haven't done a live video in a long time, but I want to say this. DoorDash is actually pretty dope. It's a great way to make a little bit of extra money. So far, my statistics are looking okay. I just started no more than like 3 days ago, right? So if I were to take a look, my stats are good. I got like 5-star ratings up the ass. Done 14 deliveries though, and only people, hold on, see account details. Trying to check a couple things. Hold on. Yeah, I only got like 2, like I got no other ratings, but I want to know, like, it says they exclude the 0-star ratings. I kind of want to know if I have any. You know, maybe my delivery was so bad. I don't know. Just I'm pretty good. I'm on time with all my deliveries and I follow all the instructions. So it's like, I don't know what people want. I think also people don't really rate the deliveries very much. I'd have to ask Anthony, see like how many deliveries he's done versus like how many ratings he has total. See if to like get kind of an average of, because I want to see what my zero, I want to see if I got any 0-star ones just so I can improve. Because, you know, like, I don't know, I like to see if I can get better. You never know. I think I've got a Tom Brady mentality to this. I'm like, let's fucking go. Let's fucking go, man. Yeah. Tom Brady, man. Fun debate. You know, everybody says that Tom Brady's not the... not everybody. Some people are haters of Tom Brady, though, by the way, saying he's not the GOAT. Bullshit. That's absolute garbage, and you know it. Absolute trash. You know that he's the GOAT. Bruh. My brony brothers. All right. But that seemed 100%, you know, kind of cool though. That's based on the last, you know, I mean, the fact is, like, it says I got a 5-star rating, which is cool. But yeah, I do a really good job, I think. I think, you know, I'm very attentive. I make sure I follow the instructions on there. And really, following the instructions on the order itself is half the battle. I take whatever orders I can get. I take the low-cost ones because, like I said, my car has really good gas mileage. And the orders that I get, the tips that are included, are really nice. So, it's a win-win situation. I really do enjoy, I just love doing DoorDash. It's fun. I think the McDonald's orders are still my favorite. I just can't hype the McDonald's orders enough about that. One, because I'm gay as shit for McDonald's, I will inhale McDonald's up my rectum. Anyway, I don't know how, actually, can you, how the hell would I inhale it through my ass? Anyway, I'm not going to try to think about that. So Ray is saying I've done 588 orders. Only 98 people have rated me. Oh, okay. So I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad because I've done only like 14 orders so far and I've only gotten like 2 ratings and they've been 5 stars. Thank goodness. So that makes me feel a little bit better. I just think that it just depends on how many people actually want to rate. So that's probably accurate. I think people just want to get their food, and sometimes that Dasher app is like, how was your experience? And then they'll be like, oh, I've never actually, it's funny, I've never installed the actual DoorDash app for accepting, like, for like, if I'm sitting here and I want to get an order, I've never used a delivery service like DoorDash. I've never used Uber Eats. I've never even used Instacart. I used to deliver for Instacart. I prefer DoorDash. DoorDash is way more functional. There's less issues with DoorDash, which is so fucking great. I did run into one issue today and it was like a Safeway order, but that was like the worst. That wasn't even that bad. It ended up being okay. It just was delayed. I felt worse for the customer, you know. I try to be as quick as I can, and but I will say I love the fact that Google Maps is so integrated within the app itself, so I don't have to switch between apps. I just stay right on the DoorDash app, and I boom, go. That's the best part about it. But yeah, it's really cool, and getting used to all these different stores, I can find good stores that I can camp out in my car, because my car is great. My car is sexy. I feel sexy. Do you guys want to see my tits? Do you want to see my... Okay. Well, I'll keep my shirt on for the betterment of the internet. I'll keep my shirt on. I should start an OnlyFans, though, by the way, and see how many... that'd be, like, the worst experiment ever. I'd have, like, maybe 1 or 2 subscribers. I know there's probably a couple gay men that think I look like a twink. That's fine. But, you know... Keep it as it is. All right. Well, I'm going to stop streaming. I'm going to stop recording. By the way, this episode, if you guys are subscribed to my Rumble or subscribed to my podcast, this episode that you just saw, this live stream, is going to be posted on there. It's a higher quality, by the way. So actually, when I'm doing live streams, I also hit the record button. So not only am I streaming, I'm recording it to my hard drive on my computer that I can upload, boom, to Rumble. And all the other platforms. I am in love with Rumble, by the way. I'm in love with Rumble more than I'm in love with, like, food truck burritos. Or just fat burritos. I love fat fucking burritos. Hey, Ray, have a good night, man. Hey, thanks for wishing me the luck, man. Thanks for viewing. I always appreciate it. I hope I hope I made you laugh, my man. All right, hey, have a good night, brother. I think I'm going to head out on this one. I might do one more stream. It's going to be on a different topic, but I'll catch y'all later. Maybe.